And we're talking about the simplicity of faith. Now let's open our Bibles tonight to the 11th chapter of the book of Mark. When they came nigh to Jerusalem unto Bethphage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives, he sent forth two of his disciples and said unto them, go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as you have entered it, you shall find a colt tied wherein never man sat. Loose him, bring him. If any man say unto you, why you do this, say ye that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him here. They went their way and found the colt tied by the door. And certain of them that stood there said to him, what are you doing to that colt? And they said, Jesus commanded, and they let him go. So they brought the colt to Jesus and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. So now, blessed be the kingdom of our father David that come on the name of the Lord, Hosanna to the highest. Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. Now, I want you to underline that right there. That's one of the things I wanted you to see. He entered into the temple. He entered into the temple. The man at the beautiful gate in Acts chapter 3. He looked up expecting to receive something from them. Now, a man that had a reputation for giving to the poor in the middle of the night. You know as well as I do, Jesus never did pass that man by without telling Judas to put something in his hand. Look through there and find they went into the temple. It's all over the book of Mark. They went into the temple. Every time these went through there, he put something in that man's hand. Why didn't he heal him? His father didn't say heal him. He said, I only say what I hear my father say. And I only do what I see my father do. Amen. Now that comes from meditating the word and then searching around and finding these spots like that. And it's a lot of time. I won't go into all that, but I wanted to take you to that. In the morning when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not. Look, notice, yet is in italics. Now, in the Classic Amplified, it explains it. Seeing in the distance a fig tree covered with leaves, he went to see if he could find any fruit on it, for in the fig tree the fruit appears at the same time as the leaves. But when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the fig season had not yet come. That tree was all out of whack. But let me tell you the behind the scenes. In the garden, what did Adam and his wife try to cover themselves with? Fig leaves. So it was time to speak to a fig tree. Now let's read this. They came to Jerusalem. Jesus went into the temple. There it is again. And began to cast them out that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations, the house of prayer, you have made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and the chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him because all the people were astonished at his doctrine. When evening was come, he went out of the city. In the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. From the roots. Not the leaves. Those things, they're big trees, particularly in that part of the world. Just research it. Go to Google or Bing or DuckDuckGo or somebody. And, that's a search engine. And and just put it in there. They're huge. We see fig trees around here, and, some of them are not even bigger than that. But over there, they are huge, very, very old trees. As they passed by, now, don't you know? Now, let's go back. Let's look at this again. Jesus entered to Jerusalem into the temple, looked around about upon all things, and now the evening tide was come, and he went out to Bethany. Why didn't he do anything? This is very important. He just went in there and looked around. He needed to pray about this. He didn't do or say anything. He just observed. Never, ever quick to accuse. Listen to the Lord. Listen to him. Go and pray. And then the next day he came in there and he knew what to do. So, now notice this. Now, don't you know Peter would looked at that tree when they walked past by there? In the morning, 12 hours later, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold the fig, look at that fig tree, which you cursed is withered away. Now what happened here? He spoke to it. What did he say? He spoke the end result. He didn't care what happened to it. Lightning could kill it. It could stand there from now on with leaves and no fruit. He just said it. No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. 9 words. And the disciples heard it. It was afar off. I mean, he let that tree have it. In the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed withered away. Jesus answered and said, have faith in God. Now, the cross reference there, I have a little two there, says, or have the faith of God. Well, of course it's faith of God. But it's the same faith we have. It's the faith of God. It's same thing, same faith. But now, this is the fundamental of faith. This is fundamentally what it is and how it works. He laid it all down. I want you to notice something in the 14th verse. Jesus answered that tree. That tree was talking to him. So, he answered that tree. That is a basic fundamental of faith. You talk back.
That's right.
You talk back to the news. I don't watch much of it. I have better news than that. But you need to talk back to it. Amen. So, The whole fundamental of faith starts in the book of Genesis. Hold your place there. And let's go there once more. Page one. In the beginning, God. Well, now there you are. He's always been. Now, our little miniature brains have a hard time with that. We can't think. No, not even, no, but just don't even try to go there. No, it doesn't work. Where did he come from? He didn't. I'm going to ask him that first time. We'll know. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, here's the fundamental of faith right here. Right here. The Spirit of God was moving. He is always moving. He's moving in here tonight. He's moving all over this planet. He came here full time on the day of Pentecost. All of the angels. You remember Jacob's ladder? That's over. Hebrews, the first chapter, says, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth? All ministering, all of them, all of those angels that have assignments in the earth? I am totally, absolutely convinced that when they all came back into this atmosphere, it didn't say it was a rushing wind. It said it was the sound of a mighty rushing wind. And I believe you could have heard that all over this planet. When they all came back into this atmosphere at the same time. Glory to God. Amen. But here it is. The Spirit of God was moving upon the face of the waters, and God said, light be. So the Spirit of God is moving, but without faith being released with the mouth, nothing happens. Nothing happens. That's a fundamental of faith. Now, Jesus laid it out right here. He answered that fig tree. Then they answered him about it. Jesus said unto them, have faith in God. Verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Kenneth Hagin just went from the parsonage over to the sanctuary, and he just lay down on his back and read the whole book of Mark, because it was Mark. It was these verses right here is what got him off the bed of affliction. And the Lord said to him in his spirit, he said, did you ever notice that I used say three times and believing only once? Well, that's what I just did right then. He said, my people are not having a problem with the believing. It's the saying part. And how many times do you suppose in 55 years I've had people come up and talk to me about that? Well, Brother Copeland, I mean, I tried that. I tried that. It just doesn't work for me. It just did. It's the saying part. It's the saying part. Well, I just can't support the word of faith any longer. Wow. Why? There's this is a true story, not too long ago. Well, I really don't think it matters what we say. How did you get saved? You believed it in your heart and said it with your mouth. Fig tree. Now you listen to me. Look at that. It's 9 words. Verily I say unto you, whosoever say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. Mountains are bigger than trees. Well, fig tree, now you listen to me. You listen to me. I'm going to curse you. I'm working it up. I'm working up my faith here. Now, wait a minute. No. Oh, God, help me. God, help me. I'm gonna kill that fig tree, but I said, wait a minute. What am I supposed to say? Hey, fig tree. Die! Come on. Fig tree. Are you listening to me? No. Why? Zero faith. What did Jesus do? Read it again. He spoke to it and turned around and headed to Jerusalem. He didn't care what happened to it. He just spoke the end result. We could have come out there the next day and it had ceased to exist. He didn't care. Because he had faith in God, he answered that tree, and that tree had it. It was over. So what do we need to do? We need to speak to the fig tree. We need to speak to the mountain. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you are finished. You are through. Goodbye. The Lord started talking to me years ago about very positive negatives. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Glory to God forever. I'm not afraid of the devil. I'll tell you, I'm just a boss over him. Satan, you go in the name of Jesus. Now, you understand me. I told you to go. The Bible says to resist you and you'll flee. No, it doesn't. It doesn't say that. It said submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. That's a whole different thing. No, the devil didn't go anywhere. The commandment of the church to love one another, however you go over to 1 John, and he says it's in 2 parts. Believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. And believe the love. You've known the love, now believe it. And I saw that one day, and I looked at that. You've known the love and believe the love that he has. Well, when did we know the love? The moment we were born again. Because we moved from death unto life and we love the brethren. But then, believing the love. Oh, I have to tell you this. There was a message that Brother Hagin preached that... And I'd always wondered about the thing he was going to preach about. So I had it on my iPad, and I had it in a little holder. in the bed there. And so Gloria and I watched it, and I got the answer I was looking for. And he started giving an invitation, so I didn't think I needed to hear that. So I leaned over there to kiss her goodnight. She said, "Not in front of Brother Hagin." So I tell her goodnight, my love. And then just before I shut my eyes, I love the Lord God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all of my strength. I love my neighbor as myself, fulfilling all the law and the prophets. And in the 13th chapter of John, where you said, "I give you a new covenant, that you love one another as I have loved you. All men will know you're my disciples by the way you love one another." And then I think there for a moment, is there anybody that I need to ask forgiveness for? We have to do what the Bible says.
Yep.
But faith in God, it's the answer. It's all over the Bible.
Jesus rode on a donkey as he entered the city, and a great multitude cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. They shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." The disciples did not understand what they saw, but Jesus knew that it would be just a few days later that he would give up his life for us.
I have a voice. My voice is the voice of victory. And this is the victory that overcomes the world.
In 2023, join Kenneth Copeland at these free KCM events to build your faith and live in victory. April 13 through 15, join us at the Branson Victory Campaign in Branson, Missouri. June 22 through 24, make plans to be at the Chattanooga Victory Campaign in Chattanooga, Tennessee. July 31 through August 5, don't miss our annual meeting at the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. October 26 through 28, come to the St. Louis Victory Campaign in Sunset Hills, Missouri. And November 9 through 11, join us at the Omaha Victory Campaign in Omaha, Nebraska. Go to kcm.org/events for more information.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Get real help for real life problems. Select a topic for answers straight from the Bible. Then believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply what you've heard and read to experience real change in your situation. Each step provides pages of articles, video teachings, topical scripture lists, and recorded prayers and confessions from the Copelands. KCM.org has made it simple to tap into God's wisdom for real help in your life. KCM.org meets you where you are.
God's divine power has given you everything you need for a godly life. He's given you his exceeding great and precious promises. So how do you go from believing it to receiving those promises into your life? In Kenneth Copeland's teaching, Precious Faith, Precious Promises, learn how God wants to walk you through aligning with his perfect will for your life. Choose to yield to his correction so you can go in the direction he leads you. When you're following his direction, you're able to receive his protection. Let God's love and mercy flow through you and see God's perfection touch every area of your life. Spirit, soul, body, finances, everything. Find out how he's already put his own faith inside you. In fact, the covenant of grace you have with God gives you access to all he has. Learn to use your God-given faith. Get in his word and receive the exceeding great and precious promises that he has for you. Request your free copy of Precious Faith, Precious Promises by Kenneth Copeland, available on DVD or MP3. Discover the number one key to answered prayer and how to go from expectancy to ownership. Go to kcm.org/TV special. or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Spencer Nordyke. Today is Palm Sunday. On this day, we remember when Jesus rode into Jerusalem as he prepared to be the final sacrifice for sin. In fact, the scriptures that Brother Copeland read today from Mark chapter 11 happened right after he rode into Jerusalem. Jesus came to set you free from the bondage of sin, and his sacrifice provided the way for you to enter God's family and partake of his nature. God's greatest desire is that you be free from the curse in this world and to live the life of victory that he has prepared for you. If you would like to receive this blessed life that belongs to every child of God, then just pray this prayer with me. Repeat after me, Heavenly Father, I ask Jesus into my heart. Jesus, be my Lord and Savior. I thank you, God, that I am born again and that I'm now in your family. I receive your Holy Spirit to fill me up and to lead me every step of the way. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Yes, becoming a child of God is that easy. You are a part of God's divine royal family now and a joint heir with Jesus. God fills you with his nature and you're able to walk in the same faith and love that God has. If you'd like to learn more about your new place in God's family, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a resource to send you for free. It's called the Salvation Package. There's a book called He Did It All for You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and two brochures to help you get started in reading your Bible. These free materials will teach you about your new life as a child of God and will help you establish a relationship with your Heavenly Father by showing you how to spend time in His Word every day. To request your copy of the Salvation Package, go to kcm.org and we'll send it to you for free. Another way to develop your new identity in Christ is to be part of a faith-filled church that believes in the absolute truth of God's Word. Immerse yourself in an atmosphere of faith with like-minded believers and receive teaching from a pastor who will feed your spirit from the Word of God. It'll help you grow spiritually and establish your identity as a child of God. Next week is Resurrection Sunday. Join us for a message from Brother Copeland about the greatness and power of Jesus' name. Until next time, remember this, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you received Jesus into your heart and made him the Lord and Savior of your life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to welcome you to the family of God. They have a gift for you called the Salvation Package to help you understand more about your new life in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation.